you. On a Yamaha, chromed out 1100. What I'm doing. On a Yamaha, chromed out 1100. What I'm doing, hitting money. What we doing, hitting money. What they doing, hating on us, but they never crawl. Cash money, still a cup in it. Bitch, I'm the boss.
Time, y'all. Your boy, and it is time to be entertained, enlightened, and to learn more about what you already know. It's time, folks. The online happy hour. If you don't know, this show is designed for all of us. Side perspective. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend was with the Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have never heard this show before, and of those who you are listening for the umpteenth time, understand that the family is here and we're ready to stay, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosted along with the knick-knack herself, the media mogul diva, Miss Oatmeal Brown, ladies and gentlemen, with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing this evening, Andy?
You know, I'm feeling good. I look as good as I feel, and I feel as good as I look. And, baby, this is one of them nights where it's just going to go down.
Okay, I hear you. Shoot,
trust
I'm ready.
Trust and believe. Drop the chicken in the grease, ladies and gentlemen. It's about to get hot.
Woo! I'm already hot.
We broadcast live at the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night, folks. Tonight is May the 18th, 2011. And because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, please understand this. We want to say our thank you now, because without you, the show wouldn't be what it is, and the show just gets better and better and better and better each week. And as you're going to find out, tonight will be no different. As we talk about tonight's topic, you heard Lil Weezy open us up, stunting like his daddy. Well, we're going to break down those signs about stunting. You know, and understand this, folks. Last week's show, before we even get into what went on today, understand, if you want to talk about a classic broadcast, please understand, last week's topic, you, me, and he, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Pure, unadulterated comedy. You're going to be laughing for days. Go back and click the link and check it out, blogtalkradio.com/How Was Your Weekend, was spelled with a Z. E-Dub was tripping us out. Nikki was doing her thing. Reverend Durong made a wrong phone call and just had us out of control, just hysterically laughing.
Right.
And the church had to say amen on that one.
Sure did.
So it was just real, y'all. We couldn't do anything better. Miss Oatmeal, talk to us. How you doing? You got your songs on YouTube and life is good for you?
I mean, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. You know, I'm following my what's inside of me and just making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what everybody needs to do. You got to tap into what you have inside.
Right.
The networks around you and make it happen.
That's a beautiful thing.
So that's what I'm doing right now, making it happen all the way around. You know, my 8-to-5 job, my corporate America job is just lovely. It's wonderful. I have no problems.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do here on the online happy hour, you know, all my media outlets, my music, I'm just loving it. I see life in a whole new perspective.
That's a beautiful thing.
Definitely.
You know, we wish a lot of our other callers would take life that way, but sometimes they don't want to look at their own life.
Right.
They want to represent a false facade of somebody else's life and do those crazy things, folks. I mean, this is going to get right to the topic. Stunning like my daddy, my number one stunner.
Right, right.
You just out of control with it. Now, for those that don't know, this word may be new to you. If you type it in your Microsoft Word application, it might come up with a little red squiggly line because corporate America doesn't really understand that word. So let's break it down for you. A stunner, as we say in Ebonics, is a person who likes to show off and brag, to portray themselves as an image better than what they really are.
Right.
You know, just to impress other people. I think that's crazy.
Ooh, too much of that going on these days.
Yeah. But if you really knew who that person was, it would probably make them appear totally different. Because looks, things, objects, people, you know, it can be deceiving. And stunting is not just a thing here that goes on in Texas. I know it goes on nationwide. So, folks, we're going to get down and break down the top 10 signs. Maybe you know some other signs in between. You may want to call and trip out and talk to us about that. Maybe you want to get in the chat room and just express yourself because you're used to texting and Twittering and all those T-type thing words that people do with their thumbs. So let's get to it. The top 10 signs that he or she is stunting.
Right.
I want to look at the first one before we get to the phone lines because, y'all, this is going to be the fool tonight. Text your friends. Holler at your Facebook folks. Holler at your Twitter people. Let them know tonight's show is about to go down in history, man. They tripping tonight.
Right.
Let it be known. The top 10 signs that he or she is stunting. Number 10, they drive high-end luxury cars, but they have a roommate to live with their mama.
Right.
Now, is that necessary for you to invest everything you got into your vehicle just to drive up and say, look what I got?
Right.
Look what I'm pushing. I don't know if y'all do that anywhere else, but I know in Texas it's all about what kind of car you drive. I see your homeboy with your 2008 Camry that you got to hit the little chirp about 8 times, let everybody know you just left the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
Really? But as soon as you leave anywhere else around here, you probably got to be home before 9 o'clock because your mama might need the car. You know, because it's a family affair. Everybody put in on that down payment.
Right. But the payment is so high that they can barely afford it.
Oh.
Ooh, I got like a 29.99 interest rate.
You paying $850. $850 for a 1999 Honda Accord.
Less.
Oh, it got that candy paint, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Come on, folks. What is you doing? Maybe that just don't happen here in Texas. Maybe it happens somewhere else and people need to chime in about it. 646-727-3279. Miss O'Mill, let's go ahead and go to the phone lines and get them started early if you don't mind.
Get it cracking, get it cracking. We need to talk about this tonight.
I want to hear from the best in the Midwest. They call that man E-Dub in Kansas City. What's going on, E?
What's happening, people? How y'all doing?
Hey, E-Dub.
Everything is fine, homeboy. What's happening with you?
Man, check this out. What is the number one way you can see these folks stunning? They got rims on their car before they even got the tags and insurance. they got beat in their car before they get the insurance.
Wow.
You know
now,
what I'm saying?
Is that even necessary, man? Who are they doing all this for?
Hey, they doing it for them peers, and their fellow friends, I guess, and besides themselves to make them look good, I guess, what about when they go rent a car from Enterprise and they put rims on it so they drive out of town to the reunion?
Dude, I know you're right, man. I know you're right. I also want to break down one of the number nine reasons before we go back to the phone lines. And I'm going to let the folks know we have a special guest that's in the studio today with us. Y'all seen the Knick Knack video?
Yeah.
Miss Pooh was out of control, Pooh. Y'all. She's doing her same little dance she was doing in the video while we over here laughing.
She's our guest in the studio this evening. Say hello to the people, Pooh. What's up? All right.
That's how we get down up in here. The studio's out of control. She's on the leather couch that we go ahead and pull out for the guests. But let's make it happen. Number nine of the top 10 signs that he or she is starting. Now, check this out, E. They wear or they purchase those high-name brand clothing.
Why? Right.
Can't even pronounce the name.
Can't even pronounce it.
Precise.
They got
all
the stripes.
Okay. Precise.
Like, instead of Versace, they say velour.
Yeah.
Our channel. They
got a channel. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My people kill me, man.
Yeah.
Because all they know is Tommy Hilfiger. All they know is Tommy
Hilfiger. Like black folks.
Or they try to get urban hip-hop and wear the NSC.
Yeah.
Iniche. Gonna get it right, people. I mean, let's talk about it. Let's be real with it sometimes. Miss Omen, what have you seen that the ladies are doing? Because I'm a fan of the ladies.
Oh, man.
I had to hear it
from
the ladies first.
The ladies are doing the studio. I mean, they are getting the $400 weave.
Okay.
Okay, they coming with the $300 stilettos.
Mm-hmm.
And they maybe $600 purse.
Wow.
But they don't have no money. They're living not even barely check to check. They're getting the dances on that. You know what I'm saying? They house. You know, they really living just way above their means. Just straight stunt. But they want a baller.
Oh.
They want a baller in their life, but they stunt and they sell.
And they want to be kept in that same manner.
That false manner, that painted picture.
Hey, what'd you say, man?
I said they don't have no high water tank all out.
Right.
They boil the water on the stove to go to the club.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Get refrigerator.
You know what I'm saying? Let the food stamps and the first of the month check come out and see what happened.
Right.
Right.
They at the beauty salon and everywhere. Girls to get the outfit for the club. Now, not every female does that, but you know that we have a lot that do.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, sometimes even females will have rims on their car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they
know,
I met a lot of
females, if they rimmed up and tinted out, they really working, or they got somebody else standing for them.
Right.
See, now, you can have somebody stand for you. You can have somebody stand for you.
I want y'all to understand the chat is out of control, folks. They are in there doing their thing. We got Miss Tammy Jones Gibbs in there, Tosh Brown. We have a couple guests up in the chat room. They doing the fool in the chat room. For those who don't know, blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend was with a Z. Tosh Brown is in there saying they drive a luxury car and they can never have their wallet. Seems when it's time to pay up, when the check comes, they disappear. I'm feeling you on that, Tosh.
Okay, and guess what else she said? Those clothes that they buy, those expensive clothes they can't afford?
Right.
They hiding that tag and they taking them back to the store.
Oh,
return.
Man.
Exactly. Before the policy ends.
Yes. And no dirt must be on those tags.
Right. They spray perfume on their body, not on their clothes when they put that outfit on.
Now, that's stunning.
That's how it goes down.
That's crazy, y'all.
They should just be like me and go to Target, put it together.
Hey,
I'm doing it.
I know.
What'd you say?
Should I ask Ms. O'Meara a question? If they spray the cologne on their outfit, you know, a lot of ladies, they don't buy that real good stuff, and even if they do, it's still getting in the clothes. So what they do about that?
I don't know. I guess maybe they spray it down with a little Febreze or something. I don't know. Fresh clean. Hang it up when they get so it can air out. And then, you know, you have a certain amount of days to take it back, so they got time to air it out.
Wow. Big shout out to Miss Tammy Jones Gibbs. I was on her show earlier today. Her show is called That's Entertainment. It broadcasts about 2 o'clock p.m. Central Time on the Blog Talk Radio, and she does great information and will let you know about what's going on in the entertainment world. Big up to Tammy Jones Gibbs in the chat room. Let's go ahead and go back to the phone line since we're talking about the ladies and let the life living legend herself, Miss Nikki up in Detroit, chime in on the topic. Nikki, I know you've been listening, sweetheart. What's going on with you up in Detroit?
Hey, family. What's up? I am well.
That's what's up. Good to hear from you.
Hey, Nikki.
Hey, Miss Oatmeal, Miss Nick Mack. How are you?
I'm doing good. And you?
Good, good. Today is a great day. No particular reason, but the fact that I'm breathing and 6 feet above, it's a good day.
Exactly. Exactly. Might be kind of tired and sluggish and hungry, but you know what? We made it.
We'll work it out. We'll work it out.
All right.
Talk to us a bit about this topic, Nikki, the top 10 signs that he or she is stuck. We done broke down two already.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, really all it speaks to is a person who has not validated their self-worth. You know, they have not had that honest conversation and looked at themselves in the mirror and said, you know what, I'm enough. You know, it takes a really strong person to admit, first of all, admit your shortcomings, and then second of all, admit them and then acknowledge that you need to change whatever it is you're working on. So all of that stuff, the purchasing clothes to go out and impress people that you, one, don't know, and two, probably don't even like, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, all of those things just come back to self-worth and self-validation. You know, and men and women stunt for different people. Men stunt to attract women, and women stunt to outdo each other. Yeah, I've said it. So.
Hey, what's up, man? You agree with that? Maybe he does in there. I don't know if he agrees completely what Nikki said. I think it makes a good point. For those of you who want to chime into the topic, the phone number tonight here on the online happy hour, 646-727-3279. Press option 1 when you get on the phone lines so we can go ahead and let your voice be heard in this conversation about the top 10 signs that he or she is stunting. And also a big shout out to those who are advertising their business because they want their business to grow. I want to also give a big shout out to those who want to help save money on their own electricity bill. Now, keep this in mind, y'all. The summer is approaching, and it's about to get real hot. So I want you to reach out to an Ignite energy broker like myself and learn how to keep your energy bill cool this coming summer. I just checked my bill not too long ago, and it's less than $80. And I can tell you, I helped save myself some money, and I'm also making money as well. So we'll talk a little bit about that more later on.
And you have upstairs, downstairs, too. So
upstairs,
that's
downstairs.
Up.
And understand
less
this,
than $80? Shoot.
It's real deal. Ain't no sense in playing games with you. Save your money. Spend your money on things that matter. Not like these stunting people that we're talking about tonight.
Right. These Picasso painted up people. That's what I call them, Picassos. They're a work of art. They're painting. They paint up.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
What they want you to see, and of course they try to paint a pity picture.
That's a good point.
You know, but all that is just painted.
Right.
They yet to forget that what's on the inside comes out once they open their mouth or you start seeing their actions.
They can't even be real with themselves.
Exactly.
Got to paint a false image of who they really are just to let it be known.
Right. I think we all go through that at some point during our youth and adolescence. I mean, you really haven't validated, you know, you haven't been able to validate yourself in regards to who you are and what you mean to this world. So, yeah, growing up, we tend to, you know, want the hottest gym shoe or the hottest jean. I know when I was growing up, Guess jeans were the thing, and I think they were going for like $110 a pair. So you had the Guess jeans, the girls, all the girls who had the Guess jeans or the used jeans and, you know, whatever the hot item was at that time. So, yeah, growing up, we understand that you tend to validate yourself and your self-worth through being the, you know, whether you're the hot athlete or, you know, the it girl at school, whatever it is, you know, we all go through that. It just surprises me that you're still acting, you know, as if you're an adolescent when you're in your mid-30s. You know, you haven't been able to figure out who you are in this world, so you're still using things. That to me, that's kind of big. It speaks to a much bigger issue than wearing clothes and taking them back to the store or putting rims on a car that you are leasing. I've seen that happen, too.
Right. But you know what? As a child, as children growing up, we had a lot of peer pressure. You know, you didn't want to be the kid that had the pro wings on.
The Spikies instead of the Nikes.
You wanted to have Nikes. You wanted to have your British Knights. You wanted to have your troops. I did not want to be in the sixth or seventh grade with pro wings on. That was not.
Right.
No. You know, that's not going down.
Kindergarten.
Do you all think culturally that the gym shoe thing is, you know, just relegated to the African-American culture? I know the more hip-hop expands and grows, it's spilling over. I get that. But do you all think that is a cultural thing when it comes to the gym shoes specifically?
No, I think that goes across the board because they wore Vans and
Kangaroos.
Yeah, but how much were Vans? Like 30? A pair of Jordans that hit you for 150.
Well, it depends on what kind of. I mean, they kind of eventually worked their way up. It starts with roughly about, you know, 85, 90. Then that 95, and it leveled off at 110 for about 2 years straight. And then after that, once the one hit, right after All-Star break, or right before All-Star break, you had to have the new ones.
Right.
From the ones that had the flights and the ones that had the Jordans.
Now, see, that's the way out of my gym shoe knowledge league. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I know they rock different things, but I just don't remember it being such. You know, I remember people lining up at the Foot Locker. And we're still talking about stunting, because why are you in the line at the Foot Locker at 8 o'clock in the morning and Foot Locker doesn't open until 10? Your child is missing a day of school so they can have the new Jordans. Generational stunting. Yeah, that's
right. But
that's,
you know what? Back in the day, we didn't have as many athletes that had their own tennis shoes. So you got
Yeah, but I know my mama wasn't pulling me out of school to get no Jordans.
They came out with, you know, the Deion Sanders. I was still a young man. Now everybody got shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is signed to somebody. So guess what? That's a marketing tool for them to reel us all in to buy this expensive-ass shoe because somebody is tied to it. When we were young, you know, Converse was Converse.
Right.
You know.
Oh, no, when we were coming up, remember the Adidas, like the patent leather Adidas? Those were the hot shoes, and they were still $100-some. I remember those suckers being $110. My cousin cut grass all summer to buy his pair. So, I mean, when I saw the news flash on the commercial when Bill Cosby made an issue out of it, I didn't really see too many non-brown folks standing in the line. So, again, that's what, you know, made me wonder, was it a specific peer pressure, you know, culturally when it came to the gym shoe phenomenon? Because, I mean, I have cousins who, once it gets a crease across the toe, they don't wear them anymore.
Okay,
in the box
well,
and on the shelf they go.
What I want to say about this is that if we're not in the other cultures, we don't know. You know, they have soccer players and hockey players. We don't know if they're lining up. I bet you they are. I bet you they're lining up.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I said specifically for the gym shoe thing itself. I know they have their own, you know, every culture will have their own it thing. So, you know, just wondering if that was like our thing. So,
yeah, it might, the Jordan probably would be more of a minority thing, I think.
Or urban, yeah.
for Urban because I know a lot of Hispanics and Asians that rock those Jordans just as hard as you know, African-Americans do. So,
right.
You know, it would definitely be more so on more minorities than the other group, you know. But they do have their sports figures. You know, we just don't know who they are because that's not something that we follow. So
yes,
we don't
absolutely.
Know who the hottest, you know, person that's riding the BMX bikes, if that's what it's called now. I have no idea. But I know it's somebody out there, but I'm pretty sure he has a shoe, or there's a skateboarder that has a shoe, and they know all about it, and they're there.
And that's really all about people trying to be imitation of ballers like they see on television.
Right, and that's why they get those individuals, these athletes, so they can sell that product.
Well, folks, speaking of ballers, you know, the mission of Lifted Sports is to strengthen and empower their clients to build strong knowledge in the game of basketball through leadership, integrity, fitness training, endurance, and dedication, as well as providing a gateway to potential opportunities that will ensure future success. So if you're serious about your child, whether that's a boy or a girl, learning the game and fundamentals of basketball, I want you to contact my man, Coach Bobby Hill, here in the DFW area. You can contact him at 903-504-1996. Again, that's 903-504-1996. PassionForTheGame.com. Follow him. If your son or daughter wants to be a baller for real and follow out what it takes to really get their skills together on the court, have them contact Coach Hill so they won't have to worry about trying to beat somebody else who they're not. They can play their own game and get with it. Tonight's show, folks, the top 10 signs that he or she is stunting. Hot topic. We're going 40 watt of fail tonight. The number 8 reason that you want to see, or that we'll see, is they'll tell you that they got a lot of pull on their job, but then nobody really knows who they are at work.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, send me your resume. I can get you hired. 2 or 3 days later, man, you know, I tried to, you know, they really ain't hiring like they said they are, but they brought in a team of 20.
Right.
You just don't have any pull, homie.
Right.
That's what that's all about.
Their skills aren't really showing out
yeah.
at work.
And you haven't done anything of value to make yourself stand up or stand out to say, you know what, we value you as an employee here, and anybody that you recommend to bring in, we know they're going to be just as valuable as you are. So if you don't have that kind of pull wherever you work, whether that's AT&T or Miss Baird's, you know, folding bread up in the open loaves of bread, chances are you just don't have that kind of pull. Let's get right down to it, folks. This is real deal tonight. I want to get back to the phone lines, Ms. O'Meal, if you don't mind.
Okay.
That lady has called in. She has attended GSU, Grambling State University, with us. Miss Tosh Brown, she's been acting the fool up in the chat room, and she wants to chime in on the topic. Miss Tosh, how you doing?
I'm good, Andy. How are you doing?
Doing well tonight.
Hey, Tosh.
Hi, Oatmeal.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm so glad to be here tonight. Yeah, I've been chiming in on the chat line. And stunting, boy, I tell you, I just changed my picture on my Facebook to a picture that I took. I took a picture inside of a Ferrari, you know, and you know, I don't take that too seriously, but I know a lot of people are stunting on these social networks, they want you to believe the illusion that that's their lifestyle, and we all know
right.
that to not be the case. So
right.
I put it up as a joke, you know, and it's amazing the feedback you receive, because some people actually think that, I don't know, it was my Ferrari, or maybe I'm dating or married to someone who drives a Ferrari. So, stunting. Well, I just thought about something. I was actually raised in a household with a person who was big time stunting. Okay, and this was actually my mother's husband. Yeah, I'm putting him on blast. Her ex husband, and. Since I can recall, he was the biggest stunner of all. He was basically validated through his things. And to this day, he's still validated through his things. We've always had at least 3 Mercedes-Benz in the car. We literally had a glass front door. You know, it was like you walk into an immaculate home and you didn't want to sit down. You couldn't touch anything. And, you know, whenever he came over, he would boast and brag about his things, you know, and these are things that defined him. And, you know, thinking back and looking back on that, you had to know the person. When you understood the person, you kind of understood where he was coming from. And this is someone who was never validated. So he was validated through his things. And to this day, he's still doing the exact same thing. I actually saw him recently, and he invited me up to his home to see his things. You know, he had another lavish palatial home, and he had all these luxury cars. Let's see, I think he had a Rolls Royce, a Mercedes, and 2 BMWs in his garage, but he didn't drive them. So they were for show, okay? And so it was so sad. I couldn't laugh at the man. I kind of felt sorry for him that even as he's getting older, he's still wanting to be validated by society. And his whole conversation revolved around his things. And, you know, again, like I said in the chat room, it goes back to the home. If you look back at someone's foundation, you know, you're like, okay, you have a better understanding of where are they coming from. What was instilled in him and what was in his environment that he felt that he needed to acquire these things for validation. And now this man is like close to 72 years old, still doing the exact same thing.
That's crazy.
It is.
You're right. You know, my father loved Cadillacs, but we didn't always have a Cadillac. But we'd have a Cadillac or we'd have a motorhome. He loved motorhome, boats, and Cadillacs. But my dad worked hard. And he believed in you work hard for something that you may want, but he also took care of his family.
Right.
So, yeah. You know, that's who I am. I don't particularly go after material things, but if I work hard and it's something that I want, I get it. But I don't get it and I afford it, you know, and that's what, you know, or I don't get it to validate myself or to impress anyone else. And that's what these people are doing out here when they stunt. You know, but the thing is, I don't care if you drive the brand new 2011 Camaro just sitting on everything, just doing it big, and your attitude stinks, or you really don't have any money.
Yes.
Like what?
Yes. Or you find out people just have good credit, you know. You know, and you're looking at people, those of us that are looking in from the out, and we are working hard to acquire things, and we're thinking like, wow, I too soon will be able to purchase these things. And no, you cannot. I mean, you could, but you're going to kill yourself trying to do, you know, those things. So, you know, again, what is important? And people have to realize that it's your character. People really want it's your character. Nobody cares what you have, you know, because as soon as you drive that thing off the lot, it depreciates in value, you know. Everything we buy depreciates. So, you know, you have to start looking at what is truly of value to you. At the end of the day, what are we going to talk about if you leave this earth? Are we going to sit here talking about your things or who you are as a person?
Right.
Good point.
Definitely. That's the answer right there. I mean, we can really shut the show down now.
Yeah, we can wrap it. Play the violins and sing a new tune. Get ready for next week. With that one.
Really?
I mean, I think, Andy, you mentioned Keeping Up with the Joneses. I highly recommend to everyone, if you have not seen that movie, The Joneses, please go buy it. Purchase it, rent it. It's with Demi Moore. And that gives you a great picture of how we get trapped by things and media, society. And you don't realize that the person living right next to you could be living a big facade, a lie. And we're too busy trying to get what they have based off of what they're showing us. It's an excellent movie. I actually know some real people that kind of live that life. And it was based off of, you know, like those multi-level marketing businesses. And you know those pyramid businesses, you know, if you drink the Kool-Aid, you too can have what they have. You know, I won't say the actual names, but, you know, if you get on board, you can drive this kind of car, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they're living a lie. You have to keep that up, you know. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. I don't care what you join, there's still a fine line that you have to keep up in order to maintain that lifestyle. And, you know, when you become so greedy, you know, it'll take over your life.
Oh, it definitely will do that. Definitely.
Well, Tosh, hold that thought 1 second. I'm going to come back to you in a minute. Before I go to Nikki to talk about this, I want to get another caller to chime in on the phone lines. Ladies and gentlemen, here on the Online Happy Hour, tonight's topic is the top 10 signs that he or she is stunting. And I want to talk to that man here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They call him Big Ray, Chosen One Sports. He's on the line with us to talk about it. Big Ray, what's going on, my man?
Andy Brown, what's going down?
Talk to us, man. How you doing?
World-renowned oatmeal. Andy Brown, what we need to ask is, why are they stunting? What is the purpose? What is the reason behind it? I know a lot of it stems from media and marketing, how they've been portrayed in society. Now, me personally, yeah, I work with a national shoe company, I ain't going to say the brand, and a lot of times we project certain images to get them to buy more of these products or services or accessories. But, you know, it's a fine line between hitting that mark and going over the top. And now everybody wants to be a winner. Everybody wants to be on top. They don't want to do what it takes to get there. A lot of people going through these facades or these fake innuendos to try to project themselves at a certain level. A lot of them have a fake it till you make it mentality, if you will. And ain't nothing wrong wanting to be on top. Ain't nothing wrong with, you know, working on your image to get to the point that you want to be or the destination. But it's all about how you go about doing it. Some things are transparent and people can see through it, fake and phony. As long, you know, as long as you keep it real with it. A lot of people go out and get the cubic zirconias and the fake chains that turn their neck green. You know, I remember back in the day, people used to have the rings that left ring around the finger. And a lot of times, like you were saying earlier, a lot of men trying to impress women and a lot of women trying to impress outdo the next woman. I remember I used to work in the corporate structure. Young man was like, oh, she looking good. She try. I was like, hold on, young boy, let me school you to the game. She ain't doing that for you. She ain't trying to get chose. She trying to compete with the other women around here. You know, a lot of them come dressed to work trying to see who can be the biggest hoochie, you know. And then on Friday, they really let loose on casual day. But the main question you need to be asking is why? Why are they doing it? What are you trying to achieve? What are you trying to accomplish by stunting? I mean, sometimes they win, sometimes they lose.
Let me tell you something about women. Women, now I've never been one of those women, and I'm serious. I'm not just saying that to be saying it because I'm very strong in being my own person and being able to afford the things that I want to do, places I want to go, so I don't try to keep up with anybody else because that'll mess up my game. But a lot of females lack their own style. They lack their own direction. So if you come in doing it, if Oatmeal comes in doing it, they're going to watch Oatmeal and see what Oatmeal's doing. So therefore, they like that. They might be impressed by that. So therefore, that helps them sometimes to pick their self-esteem up, to step their game up. So it may look like a competition, but sometimes you help somebody else. Now, if they can afford it, one thing, but if they can't and they're trying to keep up, I mean, they're putting themselves in a bad place.
Right. Real talk. Nikki, did you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, just to piggyback on what Ms. Oatmeal said, I mean, it's always a double-edged sword or a catch-22 because I've never been, like she said, I've never been one of those people who, if I saw someone and I admired what they had or I was interested in how they were able to do something, I'll ask. I remember the very first time I had a friend from high school, very pretty, naturally pretty girl, and, you know, when MAC makeup first hit the scene, and that was like the going thing once Mary J. and Lil' Kim started endorsing it, I mean, she was the makeup maven, flawless. She could have been an artist. And I just flat out asked her one day, like, how are you doing it? And she told me, and about $250 later from the MAC counter, you know, there I was. And it, so it wasn't a competition. It was, wow, you look great. I want to look my best. How did you do it? But on the flip side of that, you have some women who will compliment you, but it's snarky. You know what I'm saying? It's, oh, Mel, have you ever experienced that where someone will ask you? I had this woman ask me one time, oh, I like your weave. What kind of hair is that? But she did it in front of a group of men. Now, at the time, my hair was down my, yeah, in front of a group of men. In front, and the thing that was so funny about it was this one guy had just given me a compliment. Wow, you look nice today. I mean, you always look nice, but, you know, I like you in orange or red or whatever I had on. And so here she comes to be snarky with it. Hey, you know, oh, girl, I love your hair. What kind of hair is that? And at the time, my real hair was down my back, you know, past my bra strap. So I'm like, wow, I'm glad you like it. It's by genetics. And I picked that up from a movie. Her stupid behind, oh, genetics, let me write that down. So I hoped I sent her to the beauty supply to ask for a pack of hair by genetics, meaning it's my real hair. So, I mean, you get both ends of it. You really do, especially if you are assertive and, you know, aggressive and you know who you are, you're going to get both ends of the spectrum. That's been my own experience.
Right, definitely. You know, I had a stunner ask me, tell me before that my Gucci was fake.
Ooh, I said, well, baby.
Your what?
I said, she basically said, yeah, she had an Uchi. She told me I had an Uchi, but she also,
ooh,
had turned a piece of gas money before.
Uh-oh.
And as I told her, I don't care where I got it. If I got it from the beauty shop where I'm getting my hair done, mm-hmm, I got $600 in my purse, do you?
Uh-oh.
Did she have for you?
Right, see, that's like almost saying your mama in my world. You know what I'm saying? I am a purse connoisseur. Now, I'm not running to the Louis V store every 2-3 months. Please believe it. But at the same time, that is an insult. That is like saying your mama, real talk. You don't question a person's authenticity on their handbag? Are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'll ask you who she was later on.
Material things validate her,
mm-hmm,
you know, because she didn't have any money in her purse. Mm-hmm. But I do. Rather, it's real or fake. So if
but
I
just
could,
to call you out like that, just the audacity. Whew, my blood pressure has gone up. I feel some type of way.
They do that to irritate you because, see, I don't care if I shop at Target.
Mm-hmm.
I make Target's clothes look good.
Oh, yeah, I make the clothes. The clothes don't make me.
Exactly. See, when you know your self-worth, not in a cocky way, not in a conceited way, just comfortable with who you are and, you know, you like what you have on or what you're sporting, you don't have that issue. Whether you
mm-hmm.
got on a weave, whether you have a weave, whether you got on Payless shoes, I mean, your feet gonna hurt, but, I mean, that's what you
a couple corns later.
Right. But because you are rocking it, and you're rocking it well, and you're doing what you do. What's the problem?
Well, when you BOGO, your togo hurts each and every time you put them shoes on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're top 10 signs that he or she is stunting, and I know this subject is off the chain, but I want to come on home and kind of smack him across the head with number 7 because we've talked about the stuff. And I think it's time to get down to the people. Number 7 on the list is they tell you that they date a whole lot of people, but it's all the same person that they're just referring to just by different names. Now, there's a lot of people out there that's stunned like, yeah, man, I was with this one chick and she did this, and I dated this one chick and she did this, and I dated this other chick and man, and she was, you know, she was this and she was that. But it's the same person. You're just trying to front and make yourself look a little bit better in front of everybody else who don't care about these women that you're talking about. Really? You want to make yourself look that much like a player, Mac Daddy extraordinaire, that you're going to lie to everybody just to showcase your self-worth when they really don't care? E-Dub, are you with me, man?
Andy, you sound passionate.
E-Dub is here. E-Dub is here. Never fear. E-Dub is here.
E-Dub, I've seen
seen them, bro. I know you've seen them. You know, last week I didn't want to say no names. And yesterday I got saved, so I ain't going to talk bad about them. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I just present the scenarios like they'll talk about, well, because they don't listen to our show anyway. And we'll
That's
just
bad.
Present the scenario, and I had this just turn me out, and she did all these tricks. And then I met this one just told me, man, that, you know, she split me wide open and was blowing on me and doing all these different nasty things, man. And then I had this one that was buying me all this alcohol and was doing all this crazy. Would give me all kind of money. And then I had this one that was going to pay my rent and do all this other stuff, but you still late. You still behind. You
but
sleep
hey,
by your...
It's usually the ones, too, they forget they do need their teeth fixed, too.
They do what?
They need their teeth fixed, too. That always, it's always them ones that look, just the sandwich pants ugly, and they thinking that everybody won't feel. You know what I'm saying?
Mean,
everybody's falling head over heels for them.
You mean the snagglepuss people?
Yeah, them too.
Oh, heavens to Murgatroyd. I think you got it absolutely right, my brother. That's what it's all about. To do that.
Hey.
Why you got to stunt in front like you really dating all these different women, like they doing all these different things, but it's the same one over and over again?
Now, check this out, Andy.
Talk to me.
It's some brothers up here, right?
In Kansas
they got
City?
To go. Yeah. On the Kansas side. They got their golds in their mouth, you know. You know, they doing their thing. They going out to the clubs and doing all this. Got their gold in their mouth trying to holler at these bras or whatever. But if they speak to you, it will peel your face. They got halitosis that bad, man. Listerine will run out of their mouth.
Oh, my God. So they don't even know who Dr. Tishner is.
They really don't. Hell, I don't even know if they know what a damn dentist is. They know that they got to get that plaque behind that gold to get somebody to get it out.
Now, you know what? Nikki and I were having a conversation about this earlier. When I was at the dentist in Kansas City, I shocked the dental hygienist. Nikki, you remember that conversation we had?
Absolutely.
And she tripped out. E, I want you to check this out, man. I was on the Missouri side in Kansas City, and I was
okay.
getting my teeth. And the hygienist looked up and said, you got all your teeth.
Right.
Why would it be shocking news? Ain't you a dental hygienist? Ain't I supposed to have all my teeth?
You're supposed to have all your teeth if you take care of your mouth.
So,
I still got my wisdom teeth. I got everything.
Is that the reason why they wear the grills, man? They got to sport the grills in their mouth to cover up the holes?
Oh, my God. Check this out, bro. And then, you know the amount of money they paying on that?
Right.
I'm wondering if some of these brothers is taking out loans and stuff. One dude told me he got almost about 15 grand in his mouth. Boy, what you do that for and you ain't got a job?
That's just ignorant. That's ignorant. That's what that is.
I think that's more stupidity than ignorance.
They do it here, Nikki. They do it here. They do it in Florida. And they've also done it in Birmingham, Alabama, where you can rent your grills.
You mean a barbecue grill, right?
You can rent
a grill.
You mean a barbecue grill, right?
No, sir.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Hey.
All your halitosis has been all over this product that you don't even own.
The law against that. That's nasty.
Let me ask you before we...
I'm sorry, Ms. O'Meal, go ahead.
Do you think it's stunting to get butt injections? Say you got a flat ass.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
No.
Is that
stunting?
That's not.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's
stunting. You think that's stunting, Miss? Oh, man, you think? I have not had any plastic surgery procedures, but I am not against them in moderation. You know, if it needs to be tucked and lifted and, hey.
No, no. What's wrong with doing some squats?
We're trying to get away.
It's nothing wrong with doing squats. I'm a fitness instructor. I work out 5 or 6 days a week, and those things do exercise, does get it done. Until you reach a certain age. So all I'm saying is when you're out there and you kind of look like some celebrities do that are pulled too tight, or you can just tell like, wow, that's a botched plastic surgery job. But, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily stunting. If you're taking in a picture to your plastic surgeon and saying, I want to look like Kim Kardashian, and you currently look like, you know, somebody slapped you on the backside with a backpack, well, that's different. But if you're trying to enhance and not create, I wouldn't necessarily agree that it's stunting. And if you go from an A cup to a double D, well, yeah, clearly. But if it's to enhance and not to create, I don't necessarily have a problem with that.
So you're saying you don't have a problem with somebody that ain't had an ass all their life, and so they turn 40 years old and they want an ass.
If you can afford to buy the ass, it's not for me. You know, it's no different than a man who can afford to go out and pay for a car outright and decides that he wants to do whatever he wants to do with it. Now, will it look natural? Will it necessarily be attractive? Eh, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but I don't think that it should be taken. It doesn't harm me if you're walking around and it looks like I can put a drink on your backside. It makes me no difference.
And
so,
right.
I like that.
You finally wanted some ass, just like you might want this luxury vehicle or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you can pay. You saying why not? Even though you've been working with what God created you to have your whole life,
right?
And now you like, you know what?
Time for a change.
I want a big ass.
Yeah, I want to upgrade.
Hey, upgrade to make some money before you go get it. Hey,
I wish I could sell something right now, but I can't.
Big Ryan, what you feel about that, man?
But see, here's the deal, man.
I feel that's maintenance and upgrade. You know what I'm saying? If you can afford it and that's within your budget or it's covered by your insurance and it makes you feel better about yourself, by all means, hey, do what you do. Like the lady said, you know, if you go from an A cut to a double D, you know, some people going to say, ooh, wait. Now, I ain't mad at a woman want to enhance what she got back there, you know what I'm saying? Is she blessed by the means to go and ask what she got? By all means, do you. You know,
so that means
if you living in the projects, though, and you're going to get them enhancements and you ain't upgraded your living situation or your family situation
mm-hmm.
and you get them enhancements trying to get chose by a ball or a star, then that's done, and I got a problem with that.
Yeah, I can agree.
Naturally, if you do some squats or whatever, you try to get a butt, okay, that's different. But just to go get some butt injections because you want a big not with your flat butt or your medium butt. You want a bigger butt, so you go do something unnaturally to get it. There's a lady at my job who looks like she is 23 from the back. When I saw
all
her...
Around.
I thought it was Joan Rivers' cousin.
Ooh.
I mean, she wrote Marrow, got tiger print in it. She doing it. I see you. But, really? That's just me. I'm sorry.
Miss Oatmeal, what is the female comedian's name? She's a
Zeta. Samora.
No, that's not Samora. That's she's a Republican. She's a Zeta. She has a Southern accent.
Yeah.
Her. Well, we know who I'm speaking of. She once had a stand-up act, and she said something to the effect of, you know what? I don't care if a boop has an eye smack dab in the middle of her forehead. If she got a big ass, brother's going to say, man, she got an eye, but she got a fat ass too. She got a third eye, but I get that. See, the thing about it is that woman might look like Joan Rivers from the front, but she will end up with a boo. Mark my word. Now, I'm not saying it's quality. I'm not saying it's anything that will sustain a sustainable relationship, but she will end up with a boo.
And her face in the pillow.
Nikki, I have to say, this is Misty.
Our guest in the studio this evening, Misty.
Yeah, I'm the guest.
Pooh in the house.
And I have to say, I agree with you totally. Most brothers are looking at the behind and the assets involved. But, I have brothers that, like, dang, why she look like that? That shit fake, or that's too much going on, or she need to control, she need to do something with that. You know, it's not all brothers, though.
No, not all brothers. Every man has their
by the movement.
Yeah, every man has their preference, you know, but that tends to be the brother's thing because, you know, that's our best asset, for lack of a better term. I mean, that's usually when you think of a sister, you think of, you know, a big rear end. So, you know, I think it's actually
not all the time,
but when you think of, or when you hear dudes say she thick, they're talking about either her thighs or her backside.
I mean, I'm a breast man with a little butt on the side. You dig what I'm saying? I wanted to chime in and ask. So, what if you were in the middle of an upgrade, lose your job and shit, and the doctor didn't get to do all your shit?
That's impossible.
And then check this out. If this is possible, what you done get, you done spent all this money to upgrade, you done lost your job, everything, man done left you and shit for a younger woman, and then on top of that, can you take that shit to the pawn shop and get home?
No, but you can take it to the club to make a little change if necessary. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe I can start a networking thing where we can, where you can sell your implants or something.
Okay, that's nasty.
Well, they buying grills.
Fall
hell,
down, because you're going to have problems. Better not fall on your ass.
They loaning grills out.
EW are crazy.
But you know what? They also have booties that you could probably just strap in and put the little cotton in there and make you look like you got get a prosthetic.
They do.
You need to take somebody on Facebook. Tell them to chime in.
Get a prosthetic booty, y'all.
The top 10 signs that he or she is stunned. Let's go on and move on and talk about it, man. We ain't even halfway through, and we out of control with it. Let's go on and hit number 6 on the list. Because those who are stunting, they talk big about people that they heard of like they really know them personally, but they don't.
Wow.
Name droppers.
Used to tour with Heavy D, and you know, me and Bow Wow was like this. We tight. You know what I'm saying? But a video come on, I ain't seen you in none of the background. You ain't even got his cell phone number. You don't even know these people for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, you know, the Dallas Cowboys are going to be here. You know, we hanging out with them. But them, hold on, dog. Those are scout team cats. They don't get to play. Those are practice homies right there, dog. What are you saying to me?
Right. Like, what's up? Can I get in with you? What's up for the tickets? I mean,
you think
y'all tight like that?
I can't get in.
Right.
My man, see, this wasn't his night again. You know what I'm saying? This ain't his night. So, you know what I'm saying? He ain't hit me back. I guess he busy. No, he don't know you, dog. Told you, man.
Yeah, he don't know you like that.
You may have seen Michael Irvin in traffic, but that don't mean he your homie.
Right.
You may have gave Emmitt Smith the head nod somewhere in church, but that don't mean he's your homie.
Do you have some chapstick on?
You may have seen Michael Clark Duncan on television, but that don't mean y'all cool. Just because you watch The Green Mile and your name is John don't mean y'all tight.
Right. Me and Missy know Vivica. We can't call her right now.
Right. You know what I tell people all the time? I know Jay-Z forward to recite every song he's ever written. I know him, but he doesn't know me. It's a drastic difference between the two. Yeah, I know a whole lot of celebrities. Case in point, they don't really know me. So, yeah.
Tosh Brown is in the chat room talking about what about the wannabe rappers and singers. Everybody headed to the studio. Really? Cut you an album real quick.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
Come on, dog. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. You know, I know I know Too Short. You know what I'm saying? I'm be in the studio. You going to put me on.
No, dog. You just know somebody named Todd Shaw. That's all it is.
Right.
So the real truth is, well, you just know somebody named Todd Shaw. He's a white dude that plays soccer, fifth grade, and y'all in elementary school, but you telling everybody y'all know Too Short. Come on, bro.
I met Too Short before. Yeah.
Where'd you meet him?
At Bayou Classic, 1996.
Okay.
And
I was there.
Sure did. I got a picture with him, but he wouldn't know who the hell I am today.
And I'm going to tell y'all what.
Can you call him and get along?
I'm going to tell y'all what. I had back Essence Fest 2005, I had breakfast with Luke Skywalker.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I met Luke at Bayou Classic.
Luke running for mayor or something, man.
Station because me
yeah,
and Luke,
he is. He's running for mayor.
He's a cool dude. We sat down because we were both in the buffet line together trying to meet up. And, you know, it's about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. And I look over and I said, Uncle Luke, excuse me. I said, Uncle Luke? He's like, yeah. And I looked at the type of women that he was with. And all of them looked like stunt doubles for Esther Rolle. And I couldn't understand why Uncle Luke was with all these Florida Evans looking women. But I'm thinking to the video vixens and all the ones that I've seen, you know, Luke, what's up, dog? Yeah, he's like, hey, Uncle Luke, you know, I got down, but that don't mean we cool.
Right.
I mean, he's my boy.
Too Short was my boy for that night because we got in a concert. We got to see you and everybody else that was in concert off of Too Short. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But that was a different type of scenario. I ain't walking around talking about I know Too Short.
Right.
Okay. Did you have a prosthetic booty on?
No. Homegirl, she was the one that he was choosing. He was choosing her. He was like, girl, you better get over there.
He dug is the fool.
And you guys know what you also have to be careful of? You have to be careful of people that stunt in your absence. Those people who, you know, my girl Nikki, you know, such and such, such and such. Like, man, I'm not that cool with you. So what makes you think you can use who I know to stunt? Oh,
right.
I hate that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, I know Nikki. We cool, you know what I'm saying? We do such together. No, you ain't getting in off of Nikki like that. You know what I'm saying?
Man, stop. The
Nikki
theme for 2011 is shut
already,
up.
That's who Nikki is. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Or I have my group of friends. We all just happen to work in events and marketing. And so, for the most part, we are tied into, you know, events. And, you know, on those occasions, you have, depending on the event, you have the opportunity to meet, you know, whoever. One of my girls was actually on the host committee for the Super Bowl when it happened in Detroit. So she was at every single party where every celebrity was. And it just so happened that we looked up and someone said, such and such is at the door for you. We're like, who? This the chick that work at the customer service desk for the tickets. She has told the people at the door she's with us. And it's just like, you take the tickets, man. We don't know you. I mean, it is amazing how people, and please don't get it twisted, I am not anybody in the grand scheme of things. But it's just amazing how people would take your name based on who they think you are and just plug you in where necessary.
Right.
And that's crazy, y'all. I mean, you got to think about this. We're talking about those who are stunting and fronting and trying to act like they are bigger and better than who they really are.
Right.
The top 10 signs, ladies and gentlemen, that he or she is stunting. We're going to break it down. We're halfway through tonight. We're here at number 5, and we're talking about some of the signs that he or she is stunting. If you have a comment that you want to chime in about tonight's topic, 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Join us over in the chat room. Miss Tammy Jones Gibbs is over there. Tosh Brown is in there. We have a couple of other guests that are in here just listening and learning with us for real. As we talk about number five, and I know y'all are ready for this, they've rented anything from Rim Tire. Now, who does this? I want to go and rent me some rims to put on my car and make payments on so I can look better than what I am and what I have.
That's on my mouth right.
First of all, the simple fact that you even know where this store is located, that you got issues.
Well, maybe they want to go to homecoming with rims on their car.
Well, can I?
OMG!
They want to rent them for the weekend.
Can I say something?
Talk to us.
What is this now?
Okay.
You
okay?
That is renting these tires from Rent to Tire.
Somebody gonna rent them for you?
No, somebody you know is doing it, and it aggravates the shit out of you.
You know what? You
now
just
you try to explain to them that. Boy, ain't no future in your fronting, as the song
MC
say,
Breed.
Oh my goodness.
And that shit rubs a raw bone or
right.
a raw nerve or a raw whatever you got that's raw. And it's not necessarily about the person that is doing the interacting with that person, but you start to realize this person is about the image that they want to preserve this. I got this, I can do this. And that really does make you start looking at that person different.
Right.
It makes you look at them like, I'm on this floor.
Mm-hmm.
You or
everybody, you don't
everybody
know.
Else that don't know you.
That don't know you.
Because in reality, the Joneses exist every day.
Mm-hmm.
We got them up and down the block. We got them next door to us. But why would you want to coexist with them and do what you do with them and be broke? To rent a tire.
Mm-hmm.
Not a house. You ain't renting a house. You ain't renting a car. You
renting
some goddamn
rims. Yeah, that is ridiculous.
What about those rent handbags?
I had hubcaps on every car I've owned up to my very last, the one before last. I tell you, I know what it was like to have no rims. The rims came factory.
Right.
Did I go buy some new ones?
Right.
Okay.
No, because I was cool with the ones I had. Well, I'm going to rent some.
Right, we're going to shine up.
That was just my question. I was going to ask you, did you rent them?
What's your title?
I said that was my next question. I'm glad you asked because I was going to ask you, did you rent them?
No.
But
not
you know what they do. And especially, you know, there may be some callers calling from California. There may be some calling from Arizona. I've seen them out there. You know, we passed by the streets. And was it La Tierra, I believe, somewhere along those lines, rent a tire, and we just happened to pass a car that they was just getting their Chevy Caprice, which they don't make anymore, sized up for some rims and rent a tire. Here in Dallas, Texas, if you're in the Arlington area, you can go out to rent a tire and go ahead and get sized up to put some rims on your 1986 Nissan, what is it, RX3? One of them cars, it's like got two letters and a number. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But it's one of those smaller cars. But your rims are valued more than your car is.
Are
really.
You serious?
So this is what you want to do to show out for people who don't even know you. To give yourself an image that isn't even necessary.
Rent. Not save up.
Mm-hmm.
I save up. I need some rims because, you know, I can afford them. Or this is what I want because I want to make my car look better. I can see that. But going to rent a tire to rent them?
Right.
Ridiculous.
I mean, you're going to make payments on them? That's the railroad track. You know, then you bend them up. I mean, what's going to happen then? And then you owe them money because you ain't paid for them all the way yet. You mess them up. The car break down. You take them back. Okay, that's what they do.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Oh wow. Wow. In the meanwhile, you're paying like 50% interest rate.
Right.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all, there is one place in America where stunning is allowed, and it is, you know, that's what people go do, stun. And that's in Las Vegas. That's in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Stunning is very permitted in Vegas.
Well, if prostitution is allowed, I'm sure stunting is allowed.
Wait a minute.
Here we go. Now, that's different. It's the brother that he
hold up. Wait a minute.
Pump the brakes.
Because Tosh Brown just made a comment in the chat room. E, I want you to hear this very clearly.
Okay.
She said, what's up with those that rent handbags?
Wow.
Handbags.
Yeah, they have, it's called.
You gotta talk to Ms. Oatmeal about this.
It's called Bag, Borrow, or Steal.
Bag, Borrow, or Steal. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I have no idea. I would have to Google how to rent a handbag.
I don't know you guys about that.
I have no idea. Nick, that
I never rented a handbag. If I have a handbag, it's mine and I've you know worked hard and went out and purchased it. So, but I used to own an eBay business, and you know anytime you advertise on eBay or whatever, you get all these little pop ups and. To compete with eBay, Bag, Borrow, or Steal came out. And what it is, you leave a deposit in regards to whatever bag you want to rent. So if you're looking to get a Speedy, you know, Speedy 45 Louis Vuitton, the bag retails for $680. You have to leave like a $200 deposit toward the bag, and then you have to leave a credit card number and then something like that, and you keep it for so many days. And once you return it and it's returned and it's like the state that you received it in, you get a portion of your money back. So it's basically for you to stunt for a particular period of time with this handbag. Now, the way they market it, they say, why pay thousands of dollars for a bag when it'll just be out of season next year, when you can just rent it? Well, we know the psychology behind that is, again, appearing to have something that you really can't afford. So that's what that's all about. And there are multiple sites like that. There are sites like that that rent high-end gowns and high-end dresses. And all that stuff is out there in e-commerce.
Now, Nikki,
that sounds like leasing with options to buy.
No, you can't buy it. You can't buy it. It's solely to rent. I mean, they make their money on turnover. So, solely to rent.
You can do lease and you can do rent and buy later, but it's more expensive. You're gonna pay three times as much as you did for renting.
Yeah, like Rent-A-Center.
Like Rent-A-Center. Yep.
Yeah, like Rent-A-Center.
Now, they just got to do that.
This is my philosophy, and I don't have a problem with saying it. I've had this discussion on Facebook before. If you at the beauty shop or you know somebody that sells a great knockoff, why not buy it? It's yours. Are you considered stunning? Are you just considered that I like the way this Louis Vuitton looks or this you know, Gucci looks? I don't know if it's stolen. I don't know if they got it off the UPS trucks during the shipment. I don't know anything.
They rent them anyway.
Now you know are my man 50 grand, but
right.
I'm going to have to say that if you purchase a handbag that is not authentic and it carries one of those high-end luxury logos, you might be found guilty of stunting. Only because you can take any person, not you personally, but any person can take that same $125, $150 that you spent on the knockoff and go get you a bag that is just as nice and is real. You can get a Michael Kors makes great bags, Donna Karan, Nine West. I mean, my thing is, why even have the bag if, you know.
Pay $150 for no knockoff. It would have to be $40.
Oh, well, that's no, a knockoff on a scene costs like $150.
Oh, no, I've never paid over $60 for a knockoff.
Oh, for real? The ones I've seen is like $150.
Thrifty shopper.
The
name of the purse is, but I know it's somebody's name.
Yeah.
I got to look at my purse, but I was at Macy's, and it was on sale.
What did the bag start with?
I have to go look because that's the purse I'm carrying. But it's real, it's authentic. But I don't even care about that. I saw this purse. It was on sale. I needed a black bag, and I bought it. So it depends on your ability. So if the man comes through the beauty shop and he got 5-6 purses on his arm, right?
Right.
I'm telling you, this for 40, this for 60, what have you, and it just so happened to be you know, a Gucci or a Prada. So it says, okay, I'm not asking him any questions. I'm looking at it. I'm looking all in the inside of it, making sure the L or the V is not upside down, that it
says,
it says it's C's and not G's, if it's a coach. You know, I'm looking at it, see if it's a serial number, because, you know, I know all the ins and outs. It's
right,
serial
right.
number. What is this purse doing? Okay, is it worth my $40? If I like the way it looks, I don't get it for stunning purposes. I get it because
yeah.
I like it.
You
know,
what, all jokes aside, the only two reasons why I know handbags inside and out, one, I used to have an eBay business, like I said, and you can't, you're not supposed to, and if you do, your account will get yanked. And I was making like $4,000 to $5,000 a month on eBay, going to Neiman Marcus outlet, purchasing stuff, and reselling it on eBay. So this was my livelihood at the time. And two,
right.
the only reason I don't support buying the purses and not knowing where they come from is because a lot of that money comes from child labor in those countries overseas, and a lot of the money funds terrorism. And I only know that from having to do my homework by having an online business. The average person, I don't think, would support or really cares for that fact. You know, it's a purse, I like it, okay, you know, what the hell. But a lot of that money, you know, is made, or, you know, those bags are made on the backs of child laborers. So that's one of the reasons why I don't do it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of sweatshops, or, I mean, just,
anywhere,
just
yeah.
never know what the purses are about, but, you know, my point is that it's not always a stunning factor. It just depends on the individual. You know, I like Tyra Banks, for instance. You know, she has the money to buy these purses, and she gets these purses and things of that nature for free. She gives those things to her friends and relatives, and she carries a knockoff.
See, people
Why?
Like that, I don't even really include in the equation. Because, really, you can't
Why not?
Afford it. People kill me with
the knockoff. It doesn't matter who carries it. I have
no,
enough
but
money
no.
to
Right, and that's my point. She has the option. Most people stunting to get the fake one don't have the option. They don't have $1,600 for that new 2012 Gucci that's getting ready to hit the sales floor. So
right.
her point in trying to say that, oh, I carry a knockoff, well, Tyra, you can actually go and endorse Gucci and guess what, get all yours for free. The average sister walking around don't have that option. So please don't present it to me like, oh, girl, don't worry, I'm carrying a knockoff too. Well, you have the option. You can or you cannot. You just happen to be rich enough to be able to afford to buy 2-3 of them at the same time if you want. But, yeah, I've seen her cut up the bag on the TV and on TV and everything, and I was like, really, Tyra? You can afford the real one. So what
Is that all the way around? Just like sometimes you might see, not just in our community, but just as a whole, they might lease a BMW, the new BMW it comes. Okay. As many people that go into bankruptcy and things of that nature over materialistic things, it's not us.
That's across the board. People stunt. Oh, no, that's an American thing. People stunt across the board.
I've seen who it is. I've seen all the things that they have, you know, but you don't have to always spend a whole lot to get things. You just have to know how to do it.
Absolutely.
People don't know how
the outlet.
No, but the thing is that you can't allow anything to identify you, whether it's a knockoff, whether it's stolen, whether you got it in the alley in Los Angeles, whether
the boosters,
whatever. It shouldn't identify who you are. And that was my point, as I don't care about the bootlegs that come through the beauty shop. It's not right because that designer doesn't get their money. You
yeah,
know,
that's like stealing. That's copyright infringement or trademark infringement. Yeah,
they've made it just like a CD or a DVD. Oh, I got that new Jump in the Broom. Want to get that?
Because Ms. Oatmeal, you know, if somebody tried to knock off Knickknack, now you know we in the court. You know what I'm saying? We in the court.
But I'm not tripping off of that because I have a job. So it's not, knickknack is not taken out of my pockets right now.
Oh, no, but still, I mean, all the hard work and effort that went into that, we can't let that happen.
Exactly, but that's what you know getting into it, just like the designers, just like everything. You know that that's a part of the game. Somebody is going to knick-knack, I'm not knick-knack, knock off, knick-knack.
Wow. Tasha's out of control in the chat room, folks. She is doing the fool. If for those of you who want to see what Tasha's saying, go to blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, spell was with a Z. If you want to chime in on the show tonight, call 646-727-3279. Ms. Oatmeal, what's going on with this topic tonight?
I just got one more thing to say, because this is something that I've talked about with the fellas. And those that have problems with weaves and wigs.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Okay. I naturally have a decent length hair.
Right.
But I do wear wigs and weaves and color my hair. I do what I want to do because that's what I like to do.
And I do the same.
But the first thing that comes out of the mouth of some of the males are, why do you do that? You already have long hair. It's not about that. It's about
right.
I'm not a pain. I just don't like to wear a wrap every single day or put my hair back in a ponytail. And because of the great type of hair that I have, if I were to color it and put chemicals on it, I would be bald-headed.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand that that's, you know, some of the reasons why some of the sisters, because, I mean, it's not just the sisters that wear weaves.
No, that's why they make it in blonde, okay?
Right.
That's why they make it blonde, because not all sisters are rocking blonde hair, okay?
Therefore, yes, but there are those who do stunt to have long hair going all down their back. And et cetera, yes. I mean, there are going to be exceptions to every single rule. So you shouldn't always place the judgment of, you must be bald-headed because you're wearing that.
Right,
no.
Exactly.
Do work out.
And
if I went every day, it would be in the sink, and I wouldn't really have any hair for real. And I like to constantly change my hair as I change my mood. That is
hair is like
me.
An accessory. Yeah.
Right.
And when brothers ask me how come I choose to wear weave, one, because I want to and it's my business. I mean, well, I don't like weave. Well, I like a six-pack, and you currently have a keg, so can you work on that? I mean, it's a give and take.
You know what? That keg can be worked on in that kitchen.
I like my keg.
Six.
Right. That's good. You should, because it's yours, just like I should like my weave.
That's right. Each their own.
Right. You know, but people better understanding, yes, there are going to be stunners. Yes, this is my hair. Yes, I'm stunning, just stunning like, But it's actually fake. But I just got one more thing to address that really irritates me is stunning in your relationship. Rest of the world that you are in this bomb-ass relationship. What do y'all have to say about that? Because it's a lot of people that do that. And they don't understand, you know what? What's in the dark is going to come to the light.
Uh-oh.
So if your relationship ain't all that, of course I'm going to know. Because actions speak louder than words. So why do people paint up this picture that it's all good and it's really not?
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Sookie.
Nerve up in here, don't now. Some of y'all are just chiming in. After y'all done left Wednesday night Bible study.
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to the online happy hour, because we getting real up in here. Miss Oatmeal done asked a real serious question. Now, they call from all over the country, whether you were in California, Michigan, here in Dallas, Texas, Kansas City, California, Maryland, Phoenix, Arizona, and even Jackson, Mississippi.
What? That's right.
Understand, folks, this is a real topic. The top 10 signs that he or she is stunting. Ms. Oatmeal wants to know why people are stunting their relationships. Ray, you've been sitting for a while, dog. You want to chime in on that?
Yes, sir, Mr. Andy Brown. I'm going to put it to you like this. When you're in a relationship, you got to relate to one another. Now, as far as everybody else trying to get in your business, you're always supposed to paint your relationship in a positive light. What you do look like going out putting out negative vibes and negative images of your relationship. All that do is give place to the devil. Whatever going on, whatever your issues are, you're supposed to keep them in house. It ain't everybody's business. We might have had a bad argument last night. You ain't going to know it. I'm not going to tell the next honey. Hey, my relationship is great. Tony the Tiger, that's what power to sugar. I ain't going to let nobody know, hey, we know it's a little rocky right now. I ain't happy with this or that. You supposed to keep that in house. You better take it till you make it in that regard. Or if it ain't working, you just shut it down yourself behind the scenes. Everybody don't need to know what's going on.
But Big Ray, we're not talking about being discreet. So you're talking about discretion. We're talking about those who stunt, paint this Picasso picture of an old raggedy ass relationship. Don't even have anything. You ain't even got to say nothing about your relationship. But some people like to speak up and want to talk about something just to be involved in the conversation. And you looking at them like you really don't need to say nothing.
Right, because they need to practice what they preach.
Why do people?
That's a good point. Tosh, you still on the line with us, sweetheart?
Yeah, I'm here.
Talk to us about them stunned relationships.
Wow, I actually know someone recently, a fellow GSU alum. You know, they've been stunned about this relationship, and it's all one-sided. You know, you keep hearing all these great things about them and their significant other, and their significant other is seeing someone else and has been seen out in public.
What's
someone else?
You know, there was song written by Lil Milton called Cheating in the Next Room.
I was just thinking, I said, you guys remember that song by Shantae Moore? Shantae's Got a Man at Home. And as soon as that song hit the airwaves, she and Kadeem Hardison broke up. I said, see, you got to be careful about that bragging and boasting about your relationship. So apparently,
right.
You know, that song was made probably to try to save that relationship, and they end up splitting up.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. That was hitting the airwaves pretty hard. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's just real talk, y'all. I mean, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, and we've knocked off about 90 minutes of the show already. That's just how we get down. The time just flies when you're having fun. I don't care what you're talking about. Yeah. I don't know what you know about this, but we're talking about the top 10 signs that he or she is stunting. Real talk, ladies and gentlemen, I want to send a big shout-out here in DFW to the Fat Gear Retail Clothing Store.
Oh, yes.
Dallas, Texas' finest urban women's apparel at 3215 Kirkwood Street in Dallas, Texas. Understand this, ladies. Call 972-283-4327. Rewind it on the playback if you need it. 972-283-4327. Ask for my man, Sebo, to keep you dressed to look your best. And tell him AB sent you down there to Fat Gear.
Definitely. Or tell him Oatmeal sent you. Oatmeal went and got her a nice dress on Saturday. And I was hurting him Saturday night in that dress.
At the House of Blues?
Yes.
She did.
Yes, I had my Fat Gear outfit on and was doing it. So definitely.
With the prosthetic booty.
Rewind it. Get the information or hit us up on How Was Your Weekend. I'll take you over to Fat Gear myself.
Because
I might pick up something else while we're over there.
E-Dub, you had a comment?
I'm still trying to find out who's wearing the prosthetic booty. Because the stunners out there, I just can't find the ones with the prosthetic booty yet.
Well, I don't have any friends that have relinquished that information to say that they went and got butt injections.
I don't think they're going to tell it, bro.
They're telling
if they went and spent $40,000 on a booty.
Now, this is how you can probably tell. If the bottom of it move, but the sides don't,
hey, Andy.
You know how them dogs do when they circle around the territory before they sit down?
Oh,
she marks her territory. She got to make a little trail and sit down and get comfortable before she plants her seat. You got to cross
that again. Oh, my God.
You gotta
hey,
understand.
Andy.
Yo, well, talk to me, Nikki.
I was just going to say, can I shout out my trainer right quick? I don't necessarily have the prosthetic booty E-Dub, but I do have a nice little apple bottom going on due to the squats, courtesy of Mr. Glenn Lott. At my start weight, I was 225 pounds, size 16. Current weight, 142 pounds, size 6. So thank you, man.
Go, girl.
Yeah, yeah. It was absolutely. I owe all of that to my personal trainer. His name is Glenn Lott. You can find him on Facebook. His name is spelled G-L-E-N-N, Lott, L-O-T-T. His phone number is 313-574-5745. He's located at the Bally's in Southfield at 16,000 Northland Drive. He provides boot camp classes, personal one-on-one training sessions, along with group training sessions. So whatever you're looking for, he's the consummate professional. He will help you reach your goal, and he will help keep you there. So if you're looking to get in shape, get it tight, get it right, he's your man.
Definitely. You know, that's how we do it here on the online happy hour, paying homage, giving shout-outs, giving support to all our fellow business people that have businesses out there. That's how we do it, all for free. We're not charging. It's about networking. So we're all here together to network and to make it and to be successful. And on that note, I definitely got to give a shout-out to my girl Tosh Brown, who has been on the line with us tonight. She has a book, yes, a book that was published in 2008 called Starving. It is a motivational, inspirational book, a food-for-thought book. It's in small quantity but large impact. And guess where you can purchase that at? www.expandknowledge.net. My girl, Tosh Brown, doing it up with the books. That is, man, awesome.
Woo-hoo,
it's amazing.
Thank you.
On the line that fits that straight knowledge, and it's not just coming out of nowhere. Research, study, experience, all that. That's how you get
it's
the answer.
Stunners. This book is to heal stunners and funners.
But stunning in a good way.
That's right,
already,
that's right.
You know, you're stunning in a good
way. If the title's called Starving, some food for thought, you know, there might be a little void there. Let's fill that void.
Exactly.
Let's fill that void.
That's how we get down. We're talking about the top 10 signs that he or she is stunting. The show is almost over, but we still got plenty of time. We're down to number 4 on the list, and I want to just go ahead and mention that. Number 4 is, they put now this is something that they may recognize more up in Detroit, where Nikki
uh-oh.
Is.
Uh-oh.
Where E-Dub is in Kansas City.
They did that here with 300M.
Uh-oh. Let's talk about it, folks. They put five kids that don't belong there, like Mercedes logos on Nissan Sentras. And
who and what they doing in 2011?
They put ice cream paint jobs on rusty cars. Stunting. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on with that? Why to act like your car is better than what it is. And I'm going to tell you about a car that I've seen not too long ago. A hush may fall over Jerusalem on this. The rims were shiny. The paint job was nice. The leather interior was where it was supposed to be. Oh, but baby, once you got inside, it was gutted like a fish fresh out of water. No power steering. The car just was just, I mean, there was a space missing in the bottom of the floor because it had rusted out.
Maybe
it wouldn't hardly turn. But don't come in. You ain't got to come in front like your car is all that. Just wait till it's complete. There's nothing wrong with waiting, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have it all together, you don't want to never bring, as they say, in the States, half-ass stuff to the table. You don't want to do that. You don't want to bring your car out and floss it if it ain't complete.
But you know what? That's just like the human being.
You stunting.
Human beings like to look good on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes
exactly.
That core is rotten. It goes the same when they have a raggedy-ass Caprice Classic on the inside, but on the outside, they're sitting on nice rims, candy paint, flip-flop paint, whatever you want to call it. But you get it's a big hole, or you can't barely stop the car, and you're thinking, how come you didn't do it the other way around?
Right.
I mean, if
because everybody can't see it the other way. Again,
right.
Everybody can't see it. Exactly.
I mean, not the interior. They don't know what's going on the inside. And that's similar to what's going on with some of these folks out here now.
Right.
They want to show you the outside, what they think
mm-hmm.
is necessary
think
you
for you
to
see. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Surface.
And
it's not even really.
Thank you. It was. Andy, I think you earlier that mentioned, or was it you, Miss Oatmeal, or maybe even Misty, who mentioned, you know, putting the rims on your car to go to homecoming, you know, getting your rental wheels or whatever. And that made me think about people who stunt because they are not where they believe they should be in regards to their station in life. You know, you get a lot of people who, you know, use the social networking sites or use homecoming, that 3-4 day weekend to validate their total existence throughout the 365 other days or 361 other days they're on this earth. So I think that even though we know stunting and we're taking it lightly, it digs to a deeper issue because there is something not right with you as a person if you are using, you know, where you are in life or what you drive and where you live and what you wear to validate who you are. And you get down to homecoming and you see it so often. I mean, you see someone, you haven't seen this person since 1997. And, you know, the big hug, oh, my God, how are you? And, hey, how are you? The first thing out of their mouth is where they work, what their job title is. Yeah,
right.
I'm over
can
here, you know, company doing my thing. You know, I'm bringing in the six figures. You know, what's up with you? Like, bruh, is this like a hello, I haven't seen you, glad you're still breathing, or is this a mini dissertation on your accomplishments or lack thereof because I have no proof of it. So it's like, really, dude, you hit me with the what you make and where you work, and I haven't seen you since 97? Wow. Okay.
Can I tell you the reason for that? A lot of times back in college, different people that were in different groups or this, that, and other used to antagonize other people. And, you know, people always had dreams, goals, aspirations. When I get up out of college, I'm going to do something. I'm going to come back and rub it in their face like a puppy dog, like you rub it in poop. So, you know, it sometimes it's been eating up on the inside, and you can't wait to see that person. Or kind of like the guy that got sand kicked in his face and went and hit the gym, came back a bodybuilder. He want to come back and flex that muscle, let you see. Kick some sand, not. But that's basically what happens when you go back to homecoming. You know, homecoming, you know, you and so such and such ain't like each other, but when I see him, I got to let him know. I got that one-upsmanship on him. I'm ahead of the game. That's basically what it is. That's why everybody come to homecoming. That's why they hype it up. If I had people come back and do their tall tales and get their front of stunt. So sometimes stunt is sometimes permissible homecoming. If you keep it in perspective.
Oh,
a lot of times
wow. And I understand that. I understand it and I get it. But at the same time, if you weren't stunting when you were in undergrad, you just accepted your lot. Because, you know, you had the people in undergrad who had cars or lived off campus, you know, freshman, sophomore year. You had that group of people whose parents could afford to do that. I wasn't one of those people. So I accepted where I was, and I embraced being who I was at the time. And going back to homecoming for me is no different than being on the yard from 92 to 97. I was who I was then, and I am who I am now. If you didn't like me then, me telling you where I am and what I've accomplished is not going to make you like me now. Actually, it's probably going to make you look at me with a little bit of sympathy. Like, wow, dude, have you been working your whole adult life to come back to homecoming just to tell us that you're now somebody? I was somebody then. You maybe didn't know it. I did. I was that deal back then. Whether or not you wanted to recognize it, that's on you. But current day,
Yeah, I think you still may be dealing with some issues. You don't have to flex for people to know that you're doing things. It automatically exudes. You know, when you step into a room, you don't have to hand out the business card or hit anybody with your title. When you walk with authority and you demand respect, people automatically know, whatever your title is or whatever you're doing with your life, that you're handling something. You can't borrow bravado for the weekend. Mm-mm.
What about the
that
guys
has to be worked on
day?
Consistently.
What about the guys back in college trying to holler the honey but didn't get no play, and they left college and went and got them some game? Now they won't come back and play like PlayStation.
If you was a cornball then, you a cornball now.
Let me tell you something about that.
We'll take our makeover bags, do
it. You're not supposed to use it to one up. You're supposed to evolve. I expect that you are a different person, more mature, and that you got a job and that you got it going on from 10 years ago. I expect that. But not to do it for the weekend just to floss. You should evolve. Okay, because sometimes some of them people that may have teased you or they have not gave you no play, they be looking like who did it and what. You're supposed to do it for you, not because you weren't the most popular guy or the most popular chick in high school or in college. You're supposed to do it because you want to be a better person, not to impress anyone. So if you come back to homecoming and you want to holler at a chick now because, yeah, you know what I'm saying, she was one of them other chicks, she wouldn't give me no time of day because I didn't have no car. I couldn't even buy her a 69-cent taco from Taco Bell. The shoe now is on. But see, they don't do it the right way. They be trying to name drop, tell you
right.
How they work, all that kind of extraness. Versus just being like, hey, how you doing? You know, what you got going on? Hey, you know what I'm saying? If you have time tomorrow before you leave, let's go to Waffle House. That's
mm-hmm.
all you got to do. Get that number and chat it up. Because she going to be able to see if you done came up or not, or if you still broke or a scrub. Now, if you stunting, she'll eventually find that out. But you don't have
mm-hmm.
to stunt. Fill her in because...
And that comes out real fast if they stunting.
Yep. And you know what, Miss Oatmeal? It was their perception that became their reality. Just because you thought, we get that a lot too at homecoming. People will meet
mm-hmm.
you and actually have an adult conversation and go, oh man, I didn't realize you were so cool. Well, why not? Well, you know, when I saw you, you was always this. Oh, I was basically handling my business as a student. So you assumed that you didn't have game enough to approach me. So you then internalized it and said, oh yeah, when I see you at homecoming, it's on. No, bruh. You should have had enough in you back then to try to figure out or get to know the real me, because you see, I pretty much haven't changed. Yeah, I've matured, but at your core, you don't really change who you are as a person. You may do some things differently, but yeah, you can't really. I hate when that happens at homecoming. Oh man, you're so cool. Yeah, I was cool 17 years ago too. Not
right.
that much.
Or he can keep it 100 and be like, I was a scrub back then. You know what? And I knew, you know, because you were a queen in my eyes back then. Hey,
yes.
Are you married? Are you married now? Because you know what? I got it together. I got the foundation. I'm
yep.
not putting it out. I'm trying to use that for an excuse. But back then, no, I wasn't ready to holler at you. I'm ready
wow.
to holler at you now.
Yes, and I do believe in recycling. So for those brothers that will be at homecoming this year, feel free to engage me in conversation.
right. Look, I need some new material to write on this book.
If they come with that type of A game, it's on, right, ladies?
It's on. It is on.
I believe
don't just keep it real.
So let's put them all on blast. Know that if you come at me with all that, you will be published in a book. Or on a screenplay.
Wow. I'm real talking about
your
folks.
Money to homecoming.
Or we will remix you on Miss Oatmeal's song, He Thought
Knick
He Could Knack. Get That Knick-Knack.
Get back, Jack. Get off my knick-knack, Jack.
I'm out of control tonight. I love it. I told y'all this was going to be a hot topic tonight. We about to break it down and go on, and we got a few minutes left in the show. We got only three more left, and we're going to talk about them real quick. And just a side note, folks, rims should not cost more than your vehicle.
Right.
Get it out there. more people doing this, let them know that right now. For those of you who listen on the line, and for those who may be listening later on the podcast, rims should not cost more than your vehicle.
And your purse should not cost more than what you got in your bank account.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. That makes sense
to
be carrying a bag.
$1,600 bag, but you ain't got no money. But you starting.
These last $2.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of last $2, folks, we're going to talk about down to number three. They flash money, especially around tax income check season. Money. They disappear when you ask them to loan them $20 for gas in June. Time to get tough.
Money spent.
Everybody want to flash a little bit. February, March, oh, you got everybody at the bar. You doing your thing. But here comes June, July, August. Hey, bro, let me go and get 20 to put on pump six, and then let me get a third of a tank of gas real quick. You know what, man? Man, you know, if I had it, dog, I got you. But so right now, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of tight. Why?
Oh, wait. Can I share something? And I can't say if this gentleman was stunting, but I met a nice young man recently, and, you know, he was in transition. Well, I don't do in transition. And so he was asking, when could we go out? And I said, when you get, like, two more jobs, because you got to have three jobs to take me out. You know, he's telling me all what's going on with him. Okay, well, you go get two more jobs and then holler at me. Like, I want you to have to request time off to be able to take me out on a date. You know,
dang.
You got too many ain't gots. And I'm sorry, I can't work with you.
Right. I'm looking for bow ass, not broke ass.
Right.
It's a difference.
Right. You got to have as many jobs as I have.
Exactly. As many jobs as you got. You got three.
Well, I can't just come with good game.
I'm the only one that gets to be in transition.
Uh oh. I hear E Dub. I hear somebody.
What you say, Big Ray, talk to us?
I said, why you can't just have a good game of conversation?
Okay, that's cool. We can talk on the phone. and really, we can't talk that long because, well, look, right. Your free minutes.
With
but,
free minutes, kick in.
Really, we can't talk that long because I got stuff to do. You shouldn't be wasting time talking to me. You need to be at work.
See, that's why they be studying. If he came to you straight up, you wouldn't give him no play. But if he can't, hey, I got three jobs, you'd at least give him that initial. That's why they start.
No, I let me tell you this. It goes a little bit deeper than that because I had this situation happen. Same blue-collar worker type situation, two totally different approaches. I was at work, you know, and I work in marketing, so I distribute a lot of material. So I'm at the warehouse sending out some stuff. This guy approaches me, and it had nothing to do with the fact that he was one of the warehouse workers. It was his approach. He wasn't clean-shaven. His uniform looked like he had wore to work 3 weeks in a row without washing it. His approach was totally inappropriate because we were at work. Have you heard of the no fraternization policy? And he's just standing there trying to engage me in conversation, and I'm looking at this dude like, what? And what gave you the idea? I am suited and booted. I just happen to be at the warehouse because I'm dropping some stuff off. What made you think in your mind that I was going to talk to you, give you my phone number? Now, fast forward 2 weeks later, I was at the warehouse again. Cutie happened to approach. Uniform clean, haircut, nice haircut, beard all trimmed up. You know, walked up to me, excuse me, I haven't seen you around here before. Do you work here? Oh, now that's what I'm talking about. You got to come. I don't care where you are. You have to come correct. And he came at me like was just like, yeah, what you about to do? What? Man, you don't stand a snowball's chance in hell with me. Get the hell away from me.
The hell made you think you was going to talk to me? Wait, I got hit on by a man in a wheelchair today. I'm walking into a five-star restaurant, and this man in a wheelchair comes by, and he's trying to hit on me, and I'm looking like, what are we going to do? I'm assuming you're going to roll me down the street?
Hey, don't knock that man in the wheelchair. He might teach you some new tricks.
Ooh. I don't think so. Sorry.
Mm-mm. So what they'll do is
give a whole new meaning to church.
Okay, I see her. Okay, I'll get paid on Friday. So I'm going to ask her out. Okay, we're going to go out to, you know, Red Lobster the first day. Yeah, I'm going to impress her. Okay, but they're not understanding that you Papa Do's Red Lobster crustaceans chick all the time, even on your own paycheck.
I'm the
right
thing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Or it becomes a problem if this is not who he is, if he's just stunned.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You right.
Be able to, this is a part of me. I got this in my budget when I date. Hey, I take chicks out to, you know, crustaceans and Grand Lux and things of that nature because, hey, that's in my budget. Not I'm just doing it this one or two times and then I'm going to be broke and we're going to have to wait two more months for us to go there.
Yeah, you're painting it, yeah.
Exactly. This is me. I'm going to go to Grand Lux by myself because I am a Grand Lux type female.
Absolutely.
So, therefore, if you can't roll with it, don't even try to holler. Cause you go,
my pastor told me you should. My pastor told me you should already be eating at where you expect the man to take you for dining. So if you a church's two piece, if you a church's two piece, then you need to. If that brother takes you to churches to get you a two piece, you need to be happy with that. But if you chin chow all day Rattlesnake Club, well, that's your expectation level.
Amen. Cause I sure did go to Buddha Bar today. Brooke, I seen your big salmon fillet.
That's right, girl. It was good.
So why y'all can't take the brother out?
Oh, I am, and I have in the past. I am. I'm actually taking somebody out with this Friday with me.
Well, I bought the
tickets, and you know why? Because I like them, and I told him, "Hey, boo, I got a ticket. What you doing Friday night?" He was like, "Oh, that's what's up." So, yeah, I don't mind taking a brother out if he's worth it.
Right. If he's worth it.
I'm
going to
wear your mask off.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait till Friday. I'm getting off work early. Got a hair appointment. It's getting ready to be on.
Oh, my goodness. Can you hear me?
You're breaking up a little bit.
Nikki, can you hear me?
Yep, I sure can.
Nikki, can you hear Pooh?
Yep, I can.
I have to say that whatever you put up on Facebook, that looks scrumptious. And I have
that's
to Tosh. Oh.
Yeah, that's Tosh, yeah.
Salmon, salmon, that was Tosh. Well, she just talked about salmon.
Tosh. No, that was Tosh.
Tosh too, baby. That looked good. It did look good.
And it was good.
And I wasn't you do. No, I was. You know, the thing about it is, I was just telling Jackie, when we were you were talking about oatmeal. Oh, I'm sorry. My man got oatmeal.
Let me say, like,
oatmeal, a.k.a. JB, a.k.a. Jackie Brown, a.k.a. my BFF. I have to say that when you just said that you cannot afford something that people can take you to, we do that all the time. We go to restaurants, we treat ourselves, and so we expect the same, you know, invite or the same hospitality when we go out on dates. It's real talk right there. That's all the way real talk. It's a restaurant in Dallas that Jackie and I love. And it's called True Lux, and it's a high-end restaurant of seafood. Oh, I will make a mistake. No, we're talking about True Lux right here, baby. The crab for you. They butter it for you. They get the kimchi. Do everything for you, and all you got to do is just stand there, open your mouth.
And don't get it twisted. I will go to Captain
Captain
D's on a lunch day.
Lunch. We're talking a date here. And the date is, no, we're talking dinner date. And that's what we expect. You can't take me to no goddamn, I'm sorry. I do like Papa Do's. That's me and my girls hang out. It's chillin'.
but do not take me to no goddamn Long John Silver's for our date. It's not a wrap.
Say, look, we have to have been dating for longer than 6 months that we can eat at Papa Do's and then we can go to Taco Bell. You know, we just need to be a Taco Bell night.
John Silver's got crab cakes now. But it's an agreement because you're like, you know what, we need to hurry up and eat. We don't got time to go sit down. We got something else to do. Let's go through the drive-thru real quick.
Well, we only got a few minutes left on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's drop the last two real quick. Number two reason for the top 10 signs that he or she is stunning. They buy clothes to wear out to be seen, and I think we talked about this. They take them back to get their refund. And that's real talk because we talked earlier. But, Nikki, you and I discussed this. The number one reason of the top 10 signs that he or she is stunting is their
insecurities and lack of game.
Right.
Stop letting your possessions attempt to do the talking for you. I cannot talk to your rims. I cannot hold a conversation with your car. Okay?
Right.
And if you're leasing it, it's not even yours anyway. So, you know.
Social network is, like, so bad with that shit because you can basically live out your fantasy. So some people are living out, taking pictures, house, you know, a bag of money. Yeah, I'm getting money. You know, got that little student check, spread it out. Or they say paycheck for that day. I'm going to, you know, cash it at the corner, the cash store where you can cash it. They don't even got a bank account.
Right.
So, red flag number one. Red flag number one.
Wait. Yes. Oh, my God. How do you not have a bank account? Or tell me this. How do you own a business? I mean, you lease in a business building your business, but you don't have a bank account. So how are you doing transactions? How are you?
Shadily.
What is your ledger look
like?
That's
not a word, but shadily.
Wow. I sense I got that. Really?
And if you ever want to get rid of a stunner, ladies, the number one thing, we all know this, to get rid of a stunner, what is the one thing you must do? Ask that Negro for some money.
Money, yes.
Yeah. Ask them. And I don't ask them for a couple hundred, $200, $300. Ask them for at least $1,000. And then let you know the last time you talked to them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. If you want to get rid of a stunner, ask them for some money.
They'd be like, let me call her back. Let me see what I can do.
Yeah, this dude told me, I got you in 2 weeks. What?
Y'all, hold on.
Now, I'm asking for $1,000.
Right.
Great.
What part of the game is this?
When dudes come in, and this has only happened to me one time. I had this dude come in with this is what I have, a 5,000-square-foot house. I got a motorcycle. I got an Infiniti. I got a Benz. I got my own business, blah, blah, blah. Everything about his conversation was about what he had and not who he was. And it irked me so much because I didn't know if he thought I was the kind of chick that you can bed me because you got some stuff. Quite honestly, it looks like you have more going out than you do have coming in. So
right, you got too many liabilities.
I'm not impressed
with
that.
You got too many liabilities.
I had to get rid of him, so I just hit him up with the, hey, me and my girls are going to Vegas. You know, I need some spending money. Can I get $1,000? let me call you. Yeah, I can get that to you in 2 weeks. Dude, I'm going to Vegas next weekend. Yeah, let me work on it. Let me see. All right. Okay, I'm going to hit you right back. I'm going to see what I can do. Red flag number three. You're out. Take your foot out the square. Game over.
I'm going to tell y'all what, man. This has been an awesome show. We've been doing the deal tonight. I mean, Tosh, I want to thank you for chiming in. E-Dub always does his thing.
Thank you for having me.
Living life. Nikki does her thing all the time. We get down. Miss O'Mill, this has been a great show.
Yes, it has. Definitely.
Understand, folks. Y'all need to tell your people. Because my man Ray puts it down. We all put it down. Just understand this. We get real here. If you got your business and you want to represent, do that. We're giving you the chance. I got some speaking engagements lined up, and my life coaching and my clientele is growing. Follow me at andybrownspeaks.com and pick up the book, Second Place Women That Come In First. Contact me about a free coaching session. Also, coming up pretty soon, you're going to get that realness yourself.
Miss Oatmeal Brown hitting you with that oatmeal for breakfast. Follow her on Facebook. Follow her on YouTube, because the videos and the music of what she's doing.
Oh, it's getting better and better and better.
And tonight will be no different, because I'm going
to drop
some more tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Follow us on Facebook. Advertise your business with all of us and represent. Separate yourself from the hustler.
That's right.
As we wrap up today's show, I want to say thanks to the panel for the insight. Thanks to the folks who chimed in and blogged in. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, tell some other people to chime in with you next week as we talk about another hot topic. We're going to end the show with that knick-knack, because I want you to understand it. It's real, ladies and gentlemen. Put it down. The tracks are hot. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. God first.
Good night to the fam. Go miles to the frat. Come on.
I make them drop out like it's hot, I make them gas, break, stop, cause they want what I got. The knick-knack paddywhack, by the side, on the back, double D's and hits that seat, I'm sitting in the strategy. Cornbread, collard greens, red beans, mac and cheese. I know you like the baby, please, so let me put your mind at ease. What? So let me put your mind at ease.
Just cause you see me in my jeans, don't mean that you can scheme me.
More than love, but just enough. All this added, why'd it make you fall in love?
Just